This Sunday and every day, I believe the Lord invites us to taste and see His goodness. And when I say to taste His goodness, I mean to savor His kindness and delight in the fact that He does good things for us. The Father in heaven loves each one of us dearly. We are His children, and His love is our greatest treasure. As children of so loving a Father, we truly live in plenty. The first reading for today points to the fact that when we don't savor the plenty in which we live as children of God the Father, we begin to think of ourselves as lacking or incomplete, and then we start clinging to things or to people to satisfy that self-made-up need. The book of Sirach says, "Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight." The expression "hugs them tight" is very telling. Why do we cling to things, even to hateful things? Because we might think that they will provide us with some sort of good, as if we did not have enough goodness going on in our lives, coming from God the Father. I imagine God the Father looking at us as we cling to someone or to something and telling us, "Do you not see that you are my son? Do you not see that you are my daughter? That you are dear to me? Is my love not enough for you? Let that thing go. You do not need it. Be free. I have set you free. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy your inheritance." Forgiveness, for instance, is an expression of freedom. When someone sins against us, that person becomes our debtor. And the Lord today is asking each one of us, let that debt go. Forgive it. You do not need whatever little you think that person owes you. Concentrate rather on the plenty you already have as my beloved son and my beloved daughter. Taste, enjoy, make yours the plenty that I, your Father, provide for you. A parable that the Lord Jesus tells in the gospel makes this point even more evident and real for us. A servant owes his king a huge amount of money, and if you go to the Greek, that huge amount of money is 10 talents, which today would be about $3 million. The king realizes that there is no way that servant will ever be able to pay that amount of money back. And this is why the gospel says, moved with compassion, the king let him go and forgave him the loan. That servant was forgiven $3 million. Imagine the kind of life that this servant could have had with this money that was now his because he did not have to pay it back anymore. The king, out of compassion, made him rich. Yet, even though that servant had plenty, his heart was not able to taste and savor the goodness of his king. And thus he felt he needed more. When he finds another fellow servant that owed him a smaller amount of money, which in the Greek is 100 denarii, and today would be about $5,000. He could not let go of that debt. He was forgiven $3 million, and he could not forgive $5,000. The result, the king deprived him of all his riches because he was vengeful and did not have compassion on his fellow servant. Brothers and sisters, may we never forget that we have been forgiven $3 million. May we never forget all of God's benefits to us, so that when the time comes that we are asked to forgive, we may hasten to do so happily, willingly, because we are loved much and we do not need to cling to anything except to God. By the way, the Lord forgives and then he does not treat us according to our sins, said the psalm for today. Sometimes we might forgive, but we do not behave the same around that person, as if reminding the other of the fact that, yes, I forgive, but I don't forget. Today, I invite us to think of the grudges that we hold in our hearts. And please let them go. Let them sink into the bottomless pool that is God's mercy for us. And if it is hard to forgive that one hurt or that one debt, think of the many that the Lord has forgiven you or me. And that will keep us honest and humble. I also invite us to come to confession and to bring our families with us to the sacrament. The servant to whom much was forgiven still had to show up in front of the king to ask for his patience and mercy. Let us hasten to meet this king who is rich in mercy and abounding in love.